This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Also important to note that not only is the committee not allowing Hunter Biden to testify publicly, but they have not called a single witness, a single first-hand witness to any of their allegations. They haven't allowed anybody to testify publicly because they do not have a single witness to any of their alleged allegations. They don't. We have asked virtually every single person that has come to testify for this committee, have you seen, witnessed, participated in a room, anything with first-hand testimony of any of what is being alleged? And every single witness that they have called before us has said no.
When you hear a clip like that, does it make you just go, are you people serious? No evidence? Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. No evidence against the Biden family. Oh, I don't know. And by the way, no witnesses. No first-hand witnesses. No Shapley. No, I don't know what the IRS, the other IRS whistleblower, the gay guy who's a Democrat, he's not a witness. Tony Bobulinski, he's not a witness. Devin Archer, Hunter's partner, he's not a witness. And all the other witnesses that they don't let you, that won't let you have access to, those aren't witnesses. There's a plethora of witnesses. What about the guy that got fired, the prosecutor in Ukraine? Oh, he has no firsthand knowledge of what actually happened. Now, would he? Wow. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. Every one of the Democrats, they're not everyone, but a bunch of them, their talking points are the same. Where are your witnesses? Who are you talking about? Really? How about this? Here's Congressman Moskowitz, Jared Moskowitz. He's become the Goldman. And by the way, Goldman was during this interview. Here's what he says about the evidence, a parrot of what AOC said.
We've seen for a year now the Republicans have presented no evidence, but instead Hunter has said, no, if you're going to come at me in the news media for the last year and say all of these things, I'm going to come and I'm going to get the truth out there. And now Republicans are scrambling because I think the American people want to hear from Hunter Biden. The American people want to see it in public. Republicans saying, oh, no, transparency, bad. If they had the evidence, if they had overwhelming evidence on Hunter Biden, rest assured Chairman Clouseau would have a public hearing with every media you could imagine. I mean, he'd be sitting down with Al Jazeera to tell them all of the overwhelming evidence he had on Hunter Biden in a public setting. He would love that. But the reason they don't want that to happen is because they don't have the evidence. They just want to talk to their echo chamber. The chairman just wants to run to Sean Hannity like a wet blanket. And they wanted to say, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden. If you have the evidence, show it to the American people in a public hearing.
Now, we've already talked about this. The public hearing means everybody gets their 5 minutes. Democrats go, Hunter did nothing wrong. Hunter did nothing wrong to beat on Republicans, Donald Trump. The Republicans are mean. Ah. And then the Republicans get to go, well, what do you think? And I go, well, I don't know. Hey, listen, for the sake of brevity, I need that. And they delay it. And so we get nothing. Now, here's what I think the Republicans should do. They should say, yes, we are going to have the public meeting. And every one of the Republicans lay out everything they have against Biden. But give more. Because we all know at this point there's plenty of actual evidence against Hunter Biden. It's ridiculous to think otherwise. And every poll says, and he's 100% all right on this point. Everybody wants to hear Hunter. But you know what they don't want to hear? They want to hear, oh, well, my dad and I didn't do anything and this and that was Russian misinformation. They want to hear a person that, just like you or me, if we were to go into court with all the allegations that have been laid against Hunter Biden, and they want someone to go, but wait a minute. You're going to tell us you withdrew $1.664 million from ATM machines when you were claiming you were poor, that you couldn't pay child support? How did you afford that car? What did you do with that $3.5 million you got from the Russian oligarch? What about that $2 million ring you got from the Chinese businessman? What did you do with this? How'd that money come? What about this account? Those are the specifics we want. Here was Jared Moskovitz before that interview talking about Hunter Biden, by the way. And he was talking about him doing nothing wrong again.
Their impeachment witness says everything we know, the tens of thousands of documents that the White House has turned over, something that the Trump administration never did, their witness says it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. It was totally an awkward moment. But what this is about at the end of the day is that Donald Trump has 50% of the impeachments in American history, and he has 100% of the indictments. And Joe Biden has none of that. And so they can't save Donald Trump. But what they're trying to do is please the former president by putting numbers on the board on Joe Biden, even though there is no evidence of that. You just heard the Speaker Johnson say that he prays, and he compares himself to Moses, by the way, but he prays that, you know, they won't impeach a president because they don't like him. Well, apparently his prayer is not going to be answered because hypocrisy knows no bounds in the Republican majority.
I love getting these guys on record. I love it. I will tell you, I'm intrigued as to why they continue this ruse, but I also know why. It's the Bill Clinton finger wagging. You don't let anybody know what you actually know, how you really feel. Here's a simple litmus test for this. You ready? If you flip this and you make this about Donald Trump, and it was the Trump family that did what the Biden family did, what do you think the left would be doing? You already know. Donald Trump would be gone. And the only difference in this equation is we would be in a voice with them. By the way, the impeachment vote happened. And based on the numbers, Democrats had to add to it. I didn't look to see what Democrats voted for it, but some of them had to. Now, if this had been the House Republicans supporting, in other words, we flipped it, it would have been 300 votes plus to 100 to impeach Donald, to go through with him, not only open an impeachment inquiry, but to impeach him. There's no inquiry needed. But these guys don't even have the guts, the Democrats, the left, to admit what this man has done. How sick and pathetic is that? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. I want to spend a little time this hour on Donald Trump and show you what they were saying about Trump before versus after and why they're so scared. Because what you're seeing from the Democrats is pure panic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are fearful of Donald Trump. And what's funny, if you remember in 2016, we were warned. We were warned at how bad it could be under Donald Trump. He would push the button and start World War III. He would crash our economy. The guy didn't know how to govern. He didn't know about government, period. He was an idiot billionaire that had no chance, who got lucky, and we needed to get him out because it was going to be doom and gloom. Some people even used the word Armageddon. We couldn't let him near the nuclear football. He was volatile. He was unhinged. That was a word they used, unhinged, in describing Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They think we're unhinged. How dare you vote for Donald Trump? How dare you support him when we've got 91 indictments against him? How dare you? Who do you think you are to disrupt the New World Order, the Great Reset? You American, used to be citizens. I mean, think about everything that's being done to you to demoralize you, to make you understand that you are nothing. And here's what they did. They cheated right in front of your faces to remind you. It literally is like grabbing you by the hair and slamming your head into the wall because they're saying there's nothing you're going to do about it. We will cheat. We will cheat in front of you. We will then orchestrate the ability to arrest you for no reason and imprison you. We will put the fear of government in you. And we will show you that it is not just us. It is the entirety of the government. We have the DOJ at our disposal to get you, Kevin Jackson. We will send IRS agents to your house to intimidate you. We will arrest you, take away your rights of habeas corpus, and remove your voice from everything. We will shut you down from social media. Even when you speak the truth, it will be considered a lie. Our, quote, fact checkers will make sure you get no exposure, Mr. Jackson, because you are too powerful when you spit the truth out. Well, what's happened since all that? Donald Trump hasn't been arrested, hasn't been convicted of anything. Elon Musk has bought Twitter. We're all back on Twitter. Are we back to full fighting strength? No. But we're back. I don't know about you, but I train with all the fervor of America's Special Forces, like a Navy SEAL. And if there is air in my lungs, I will fight until there is no more. And let me tell you what they've done. They've empowered a lot of Navy SEALs. People like you who've had enough. You finally reached your limit. See, here's the thing about conservatives. We are the nicest people on the planet. We don't want war. We don't want confrontation. But when you push us too far, we say, it's time to fight. And we fight with gusto. Donald Trump! He's going to crash the stock market. This is what will happen if Donald Trump gets elected. Here's what's happened. Here's what the media said, by the way.
Prior to the election, experts saw a Trump presidency as a threat to market stability. And shortly after he won, most indices dipped. But generally, any losses were short-lived as the markets rebounded and early losses quickly turned into gains. Many analysts cite the conciliatory tone of Trump's speech after he was declared the winner as one reason that the markets stabilized. Local financial expert Mark Hebert said he was surprised that the markets did such a quick turnaround on the news that Trump had defeated Clinton.
The predictions were that it would be down, that a Trump presidency would be bad for the market. I think people are taking more of a wait-and-see attitude, and that's going to be good for the country.
By the end of the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 255 points. Hebert says his advice to investors is sit tight, especially if you're in it for the long haul.
For those of you who are not aware, Donald Trump took the stock market from 19,000 and change to almost 30,000. In fact, they didn't think the stock market could reach the 30,000 mark. It was a consistent, just straight up. If you were invested in QQQ during the time of Donald Trump's tenure, you doubled your money. Just staying with the index. Forget if you were playing the market with some volatile stocks that were moving up and down. Like if you had Tesla at the start of Trump, it was like having Bitcoin. Here's some other points of clarity around the stock market rally that they said wasn't going to happen. This is on Neil Cavuto talking about it.
Do you believe this rally, Teddy? I mean, obviously the quest for 20,000 has proven tough, but we've gotten so spoiled, I guess, with this enormous run-up, a couple of thousand points since the Trump election, that people saying anything's possible. Do you ever worry about a market that gets ahead of itself?
Well, I think markets, Neil, there's nothing rational about the stock market or the pricing of individual stocks. But I think, from my perspective, I think we would have seen a relief rally no matter who got elected. I think the fact that the results were unexpected and Trump got elected, I think just is the icing on the cake as far as the stock market's concerned. But the change in Washington, I think, was basically the antidote for a positive market reaction, whether it was Hillary or Trump. And yes, I do believe the rally. And listen, things don't go straight up forever. We're certainly due to give a little back here. And I think this whole over-focus on 20,000 is, it's interesting to make makes good theater. The fact is, we're probably getting there, and we'll get there when we least expect it.
Teddy, I love you to death, but we have all this elaborate graphics, we have music, we have confetti, so you might not make a big deal of it, but
yeah.
Ratings juggernaut, my friend, hello.
I want you to understand, they were exuberant that the market was going to hit 20,000. By the end of Trump's term, it was at 30. I've made this contention, this observation. If Donald Trump had served his second term, we would have crested 40,000 a year ago. That's how good the market was doing under Trump. Here's the last clip we're going to have time to play. And this is a mashup of if Trump gets elected in 2024.
What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president.
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah.
That means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
Rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
He wants to take away your vote.
I gotta leave it there, folks. We'll be right back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden laying out how the Inflation Reduction Act is capping prescription drug costs while at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland yesterday. The president announced Medicare enrollees could save on dozens of medications under a law penalizing pharmaceutical companies if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn that order, preventing him and his attorneys from discussing court staff publicly. The Biden administration urging Israel to increase precision in its Gaza attacks to spare civilian lives. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No whites allowed. I've been following this story for quite some time. This evolution, if you will. And it's amazing to me. Blatant racism. Right in front of your face. No whites. We are going to have an event, but we don't want any white people. Right now, there's a controversy brewing in Boston. The mayor, Michelle Wu, defended holding a holiday party for electeds of color. And just hours before hosting this controversial gathering inside of the city hall a week ago, she admitted it was a mistake, that every member of the Boston City Council received invitations to this controversial holiday party and had already talked to those who were uninvited. So this isn't a holiday party for the Boston City Council, which, by the way, is full woke. Why would you not invite those white people? That's as woke as you can get. But let me tell you how woke is. Woke is exclusionary. It is segregationist. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We had individual conversations with everyone so people understand that it was truly just an honest mistake that went out in the typing email field, is what they told reporters. She's Boston's first female of color. I want you to understand what happens when you elect racists and people who are so-called first. They don't act based on the good of everybody. They have agendas. The agenda doesn't suit everybody. Yeah, I don't know if you watch. There's a series on Paramount called Bass Reed, Lawman, whatever. I think that's his name. And the black folks meet with him and they say, "We got to go and you got to go help black folks, black folks, black folks." And Bass Reed looks at him and says, I don't do the law to protect black people. I do the law to protect all people." And these now look, in the 1860s, the blacks had a legitimate reason for saying, "Look, man, you got to give us some special dispensation here. We're being targeted." But what he said, even then, crime is crime. It's not just about what's happening to you. I get it. If it's happening to you, I'm going to address it. But if it's happening to somebody white, I'm going to address that too. And he dealt with that even then. This is amazing to me. The blatant racism that's practiced in this country. And now, hang in there, white people. I promise you, I got something for you. Y'all hang in there. We're going to have a little fun with this topic. Anyway, they say the Boston City Council is comprised of 6 minority and 7 white members. And they say she came under fire when her director of city council relations, Denise Dos Santos, sent an exclusive party invitation to all members of the city council instead of just select invitees. So she was supposed to only send it to the non-whites, but she accidentally sent it off to everybody. And that's what triggered it all. Here's the deal I want to say to you white folks out there. And actually, probably the better lesson is for the racist on the left. But you white folks that listen to the Kevin Jackson Network, you enjoy. If you want to give me a comment, 844-551-8255. But here's what I say to the racists on the left. Your no whites events do not hurt the feelings of white people. In fact, white people laugh at you when you have them. Now, you may say, black man, how do you know this? Let me tell you how I know. I know this because I was traded in the draft from the Silly Negroes, a team that I did not want to play on, but I was drafted into, to the all-white team of FAFO. And if you don't know what F-A-F-O means, it means F around and find out. So think of me as the Jackie Robinson of the Political Racism League. Now, I'm a studied individual here. And in my learning more about my white brothers and sisters, I can report WDGC. We don't give a crap about you. We don't care about your stupid events. Now, the FAFO, the FAFO team, asked me, Kevin, what are your thoughts and your opinions on this matter that we are being excluded from these events with the minorities? And here's what I told to them. I said, you ain't missing nothing. In fact, you have extended your life expectancy by not attending these events. And let me explain that. Look, I don't know very many Asians-only events. I've been to events where they were put on by like the Asian Republicans Society, whatever, in Chicago. Is that an event like that? And you know what I saw? I saw blacks and whites and others at the mostly Asian event. I had no problem with that. I don't see very many Mexican-only events. I'm sure there's some. La Raza and others put theirs on. But I'll be willing to bet you there's some blacks and whites even at a La Raza event. They understand that we all got to get along at some point. But I've been to many black-only events. And I'm going to tell you something. You're putting your life in your hands. Now, there's some black folks out there. Kevin, come on. Yeah, I've been to many black events where it was Thai. You know, suit and tie, or it was tux, and it was very formal. I'm not telling you that black folks don't know how to put on events. But I'm going to tell you, just like the crime stats, you go to the wrong black event, and you got troubles. So, whites, you ain't missing nothing. I assure you, I don't, by ethnicity, you can measure it. But here's the other thing I want to say to these ethnic, racists on the left. Nobody cares. What do you mean? You're meeting about something. We're going to deal with all the Asian stuff, or we're going to deal with all the Latino stuff. We're going to deal with all the black stuff. You know what white people do? Ignore you. They don't care because they don't have to. Bob Zimmerman wrote a book about what, and he called it The New Bigotry. And he was talking about an incident that happened in 2021 where the Wellesley Public School District in Massachusetts organized a deal, and it expressly banned an event, rather, and expressly banned whites from attending. And he did a screen capture of the event. It was an invitation PDF taken from a legal complaint by a parents' rights group, and he highlighted the language. And when parents complained about the district's policy of no whites for this event, they actually doubled down and they justified their racist policy with platitudes and what he called dishonest rationalizations. And I'll read it. The district defended the use of such race-based affinity spaces in what the complaint identified as a March 19 email from the superintendent, the director of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and two principals. And here's what they wrote. The goal was to provide a safe space in which students and staff could reflect, share, and be supported as members of our school district. At the same time, we can also understand the discomfort that some members of our community have shared when learning of a practice that they perceived to be discriminatory. It is important to note that affinity spaces are not discriminatory. Really? So a direct violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964... and numerous other amendments that make segregation and discrimination by race illegal is okay. It is, you know, actually condoned in Massachusetts, apparently. Bob Zimmerman also wrote back in 2017, he had a series called This Week in Academic Bigotry, and he documented the many examples of exactly what happens in academia, what he called the odious behavior of American college campuses. And nothing was done. Sick, oppressive behaviors continued with no consequences in these schools, and he says nobody was listening. Well, I ask you this. Why do you think you've gotten to this anti-Semitism that's pervasive in school? It used to be that, you know, it was the academics. They kept their racism up in the Ivy League towers, in the ivory towers, probably where we got the term. But now it's seeped down into everything. And guys like Zimmerman and many others like me, we're saying discrimination is discrimination. We mean no whites. What are white people going to do if we're having a discussion about something and it's 80% black and 20% white? What are white people going to do to disrupt? Well, they going to maneuver us into thinking like they stinks. Really? Are you that weak that you can be maneuvered? Are we not human beings all looking for the same types of, you know, societal change? That tells you right there the level of weakness that the left suffers from when they have to hide it under, well, we got to help the black people in because they can only think the way they think when they're together and all such nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I know we have atheists and agnostics, and is a religious category. These exist, and I know a few of them consider themselves to be conservatives. And while I disagree with them, because I'm a theist for sure, in no way an agnostic. I know that God exists. He reveals himself to me every single day. I don't have any problem of somebody having a different thought process. I feel sorry for them. But I feel sorry for people for a lot of reasons. And as long as you don't try to ridicule me for my belief in God, then we're good. But for the most part, I will say this, conservatives are religious. And I'm not talking spiritual, because that's what leftists will claim. They will profess that there's no higher power, if you will, but they're spiritual. They're in tune with everything around them, blah, blah, blah. Spirituality, folks, is more a belief in the unseen forces that shape one's environment. A place or a feeling, if you will, where everything can be your deity or your God. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, look, I'm not trying to be a Joel Osteen, or a Robbie, or any other theologian on this subject. My brother's got a PhD in theology, and he can run circles around me in this. But when it comes to understanding it at the gut level, at the fundamental level, I think I'm pretty good on that. So going back to spirituality, you can worship whatever you want. If you're spiritual, you could worship the seas, the oceans. You could worship liquor. You could worship sex. You could worship the golden idols. And let's face it, these things truly possess many people and become their gods. Look at what drugs did to Hunter Biden. Look at what the lust for money did to his father, the big guy. And you get the picture. There are people that, you know, I'll say this about Elon Musk. I don't think Elon Musk cares that he's the richest guy in the world or that ever lived. I don't think that was his goal. I think Elon Musk searches for truth in a strange way. And he goes from thing to thing to thing. It really, to me, is a godlike inspired thing where God puts something in his brain that says, keep looking for excellence. Keep searching for it. Isn't that sort of what we're doing when we think about what God has put us here to do? Aren't you searching for some sort of excellence as it pertains to your life? I will tell you, I don't know much about, you know, human psyche at the Dr. Phil level, but I know this. When you see someone who's satisfied with their lives, their creation, and that's all they want to do, like Jane Goodall when she worked with chimpanzees, you could have given this woman yachts and beautiful homes or whatever. It wouldn't have mattered. You know what she loved? Working with those chimpanzees. Or was it gorillas? I don't remember which. Gorillas. That was it. She loved it. And that was her God. I mean, that was as close to God as she could get. I'll tell you the closest that I feel like you can get to God. I'll be honest with you. When I see a child who's got some sort of an ailment, whether they're autistic or particularly Down syndrome kids, as close as God to God you can get. The level of innocence, that's what we should seek. Anyway, a little off topic. So a lot of leftists worship things like nature, for example. They speak of sunrises and sunsets and flowers and rivers and mountains and so on. And pagans created gods around each of these natural occurrences. And then they looked at the nature of man and they created the god of war, the god of love, the god of this or that, and all these emotions and things like that. And while they see beauty and majesty in these creations, they ignore the concept of a loving, living God, one entity who's omnipotent. Now you're saying to yourselves at this point, Kevin, are you preaching, man? Is it Sunday? Is this a Sunday service? No. It's going to be applied to politics here in a bit. Leftists, folks, mock us who serve this God and follow his rule book. And you know what we've done? That book exists. We don't hide our book. You want to see the rule book for being a good person, a good Christian, Judeo-Christian conservative? Here's your book. We don't hide it. It isn't like we rules for Alinsky, write this and then give it out and have secret handshakes and secret societies. We know what it is. Here you go. I want to play this clip of Jim Carville because he is mocking us.
From your home state of Louisiana, the Speaker of the House. I read today he wrote a foreword in a book that prescribes to conspiracy theories and homophobic insults. I thought, Mike Johnson wrote the foreword to the Bible? Do you think Mike Johnson can hold his party together now that he has taken the mantle?
Well, first of all, I don't think he can hold his party together. Second of all, you're exactly right. Mike Johnson and what he believes is one of the greatest threats we have today to the United States. But I promise you, I know these people.
Well, you're talking about Christian nationalism.
That's absolutely. Talking about this is a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda to this country. Let me tell you something. They're Speaker of the House. They got probably at least two Supreme Court justices, maybe more. Right? Don't kid yourself. And people in the press have no idea who this guy is, how he was formed, what the threat is, and this is a fundamental threat to the United States. It is a fundamental threat. They don't believe in the Constitution. They'll tell you that. Mike Johnson himself says, what is democracy but two wolves and a lamb having lunch? That's what they really, really, really believe. And to say, oh, come on, man, that's just some crazy shit. No, no. They believe that, and they're coming, and they've been doing it forever. They're funded. They're funded. They're relentless. And, you know, they probably won't win for a while, but they might. No, and if they do, the whole country blows a gasket.
You just have to look at that painting. I think it's a Kincaid painting that a lot of them like, where Jesus is handing the Constitution to Thomas Jefferson. I mean, if you could look at that and go, that's the way it probably happened.
I know it.
That wasn't a photo. No.
There you have it, folks. Bill Maher, atheist. Mocking us. Mocking the Bible. Oh, isn't Jesus handing the Constitution to them? And, of course, Jim Carville just going off the rails. Conspiracy theories and homophobic insults. Oh, isn't that the beginning, opening of the Bible? I mean, just mocking us. Can Mike Johnson hold his party together? Are the Democrats together? Ask that question of the Democrats. Who can hold that party together? Party of misfits and evildoers. But then what does he say? He believes that what Mike Johnson believes is the greatest threat to the U.S. Christian nationalism. A bigger threat than Al-Qaeda, he says. And then he goes on to say this. You got to love it. Think about when somebody says this. How much time do you think Jim Carville has spent with Mike Johnson? But here's what he says. He has no idea who he is. He is... how he was formed, and he's a fundamental threat, doesn't believe in the Constitution. He says, we don't believe in the Constitution. What is democracy but two wolves and a lamb having lunch? That is democracy. Democracy doesn't work. We are a constitutional republic. Democracies don't work. They don't get it. And here's what he goes on to say. We've been doing this forever. The conservatives, we've been doing this forever. We're funded and we're relentless. These people steal our money to change our way of life so that we can revert to evil. Ask yourself, who is the better citizen? The fundamental Christian conservative or this leftist that you can't even put a name on? Who's the better citizen? Citizen of the country, citizen of the world. Who do you want in your community? I'm not talking about, you can be artistic, you can be gay, as we say, gay, straight, 8 to 80, blind, cripple, or crazy. I don't care. But if you have a fundamental belief in something bigger than yourself, I want you in my community. I don't care about that other stuff. We're all sinners. These are the dangerous people. What James Carville is describing is leftism. They're the ones you got to watch out for.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.